Item number eight, Org Unit 1900, Villa Terrace, Charles Alice Art Museum, page 362.
Morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and Supervisors. I'm Maria Costello, Executive Director of both the Charles Alice and Villa Terrace Art Museums. Sitting next to me is Claudia Egan. She became our Chairman of the Board as of August 1st of this year. So, good morning. First of all, I want to thank all of you for your continuing support. It certainly means an awful lot to us, and we understand what the county is going through budget-wise, so we appreciate the continuing support. One of the things that is important to us is not only the operating budget, but how the capital budget also impacts our operating budget. We did hire a development director this spring who is helping us move towards being more independent of county funding, because we know that at some point probably the county is going to look at all of our cultural institutions and talk about cutting further the funding that we receive from you now. One of the things that we looked at this year, we had a boiler go out in the middle of winter last year at the Charles Alice, and what that meant was that the old part of the building, the mansion itself, had virtually no heat. So we left doors open to the rest of the part of the building to make sure that that part of the building was being maintained. And what that does is cause an issue for all of the artifacts that we have, the paintings, the ivories, all the other pieces in there. So losing our capital budget really made a big impact on us. And some of the ways that we look at how can we cut our operating cost is when we talk about the bigger picture and we look at things like boilers and windows and doors that were requested this year specifically for the Charles Alice, that impacts greatly the amount of heat and the amount of air conditioning we are paying for each year. And so certainly that helps us to reduce our cost on the operating side when we have a combination of both of those things. So I know that Supervisor Broderick is planning on submitting an amendment for our capital budget for this year. And again, we really thank you for your support. We're doing everything we can to make sure that we are becoming more and more self-sustaining, and we are continuing on with the programming that we've been doing the last few years, including veterans programming. In fact, in 2014, normally we do three veterans programs a year. In 2014, the VA is hosting a nationwide art competition here, and the Charles Alice staff have been asked to participate in that because we have done our three programs a year with the vets and their found objects art program. So it's really made an impact at the VA, and we continue to plan on doing that. Along with, we are going to restart our programming next year for young adults at risk, which we call, it used to be the emerging girls, then we had two boys in our program, so it's now emerging teens. Any questions I can answer for you?
Any questions?
I just wanted to briefly give my support to Maria as the incoming chair, and thank you for your past assistance with everything that has worked out with the museums. And we are looking forward to developing into a fundraising organization, which we have not been in the past. So it's an interesting and exciting journey.
Thank you. Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I had a question, as long as the chair was talking about the last entity, the Milwaukee Art Museum. Do you all have a Milwaukee County Day or a day for, like a free day for residents?
We do several things. We our marketing director 2 years ago instituted a program called the Milwaukee Museum Mile, and there are five participating museums. So you have the Jewish Museum, the Charles Alice, the Villa Terrace. Across the street at St. John's, there is the Museum of Wisconsin Art. There's a branch of the Museum of Wisconsin Art, and then the Lighthouse. So we're open to the public free on that day, which is in early May. We also have the Villa Terrace is open free on the first Sunday in June, which is the garden opening. And then the other day that we do is we do doors open with Historic Milwaukee, so we're open the Sunday of that weekend. So we have essentially 4 days a year that we are open to the public.
Okay. And Mr. Chair, has there been any discussion moving forward to better expose a lot of the residents in the county to the things at the Charles Alice Museum or Villa Terrace to maybe expanding that to more days?
Well, it's certainly something we can take into consideration. We're always looking at ways that we can bring more people in from the public. We're doing far more programming in the last few years than's ever been done before. So in addition to our exhibit programs, this year we started something new. We actually have freelance curators that are coming in and doing shows. So we've kind of expanded the way our shows are going, and there are many more programs tied into that. So, for instance, right now we just opened the Afghan War exhibit at the Villa Terrace, and we have several talks tying into that. So we're doing things along that line. We also have a musical program that happens in May called Alice After Hours. And the last 2 years, it's had a different format. This year, it was bluegrass. So we're expanding our programming to try to reach out to as many possible people, because we know that for a long time, many people just, they didn't even realize that they were art museums. So anyway, we can get the public in. We just had what we call Arttoberfest, which was last Saturday at the Alice, which is an art and crafts fair. So we're looking for all sorts of different ideas to bring people in.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Do you have no Thank other you. Questions or comments? Thank you. Oh, Supervisor Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Am I on? Hold it. There you go.
I guess it's on. At any rate, I'm usually loud enough that I don't need a microphone. Mr. Chair and colleagues, I think it's important to emphasize here that the Capital Improvement Committee passed favorably on both the boiler replacements as well as exterior facade repairs and window replacements. That totaled about $471,000 based on the requests, of course, of the museum staff. These recommendations were subsequently axed from the executive's capital budget in order to arrive at what I believe is an unrealistically low capital budget being offered now to treat long-term deferred maintenance needs throughout our county. We own this architectural gem. It was given to us in good faith by the Alice family many years ago, along with a substantial endowment. I know there's been some talk about ridding ourselves of such gems because they're expensive. This was given along with an endowment that were we to in any way turn control of the museum over to the others or put it on the market would have to be repaid. And in my view, would have to be repaid with interest, but that's another issue. The Alice family gave us this with the understanding that we would be responsible stewards. And I think to some degree we are proving that we are failing in that matter. Ms. Costello has outlined the problems, barely habitable in the winter months, one boiler limping along, the other absolutely without the capacity to operate at all. So failure to act here, I think, is begging another crisis should the second boiler fail in midwinter. We now see what might have been saved had proper and timely maintenance been performed on this building. We know what kind of deficit we're going to be facing when the bill, final bill rolls in as a result of the fire. So it's my hope that we won't make that mistake again and set up failure again. It's time to correct the executive budget's disregard for this treasured county asset, and as Ms. Costello indicated, I'll be submitting an amendment to the capital budget to the tune of $210,000, much less than was originally requested, to replace both boilers. And I hope that you'll be able to retain in memory this testimony of Ms. Costello as we move through that process in late October. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Just a question on the capital improvements, particularly those that would lead to energy savings and might improve your operating budget. Is there any analysis done in terms of, you know, the same way we do performance contracting, that, you know, if we do these things, we're going to save money? Was there any thought or effort put into whether or not if we contract for that, what we could reduce the operating support by the amount that the the debt service on those improvements would cost us? And
we did have an energy audit done about a year and a half ago. And our, before the boiler died last year, we were operating at about 60% efficiency. With the new boiler system, we'd be operating at 99% efficiency. And we're looking at the cost to pay for itself in a relatively short time. Less than 10 years, I believe, is what the audit showed. And then if we looked at, we virtually have no storm windows at the Alice at all. In fact, the window, and I have a big window, bank of three windows in my office, and about 2 years ago, the outside window literally fell out. The wood had just rotted away, and it completely fell out. So those are the things that we look at, and we say, we could be saving money. We could be saving the county money and ourselves money, obviously, if we took care of these maintenance issues. And it's not just the maintenance issues. It's we have people that are through those buildings. Last year, the mansion maintained on most days about a 54, 55-degree temperature, and we have the artifacts in there that obviously need to be maintained by temperature control also. So we did do an extensive audit about 18 months ago in preparation for this energy audit.
I guess I'd like to understand from administration what, you know, CIC reviewed it, approved it. Obviously, you ranked other things a higher priority. But does that analysis exist for us? So when Supervisor Broderick's amendment comes forward, you know, it doesn't have any debt service in 14, but it has it in subsequent years. Will I know, you know, if I support that we've got a move that we can make in subsequent years to offset that?
Good. Chairman, Supervisors, just a couple of points on that. First of all, the CIC recommended high priority projects in 24 and then lower priority projects that didn't quite make it underneath the assumed bonding cap, which is essentially the same, $36.5 million. There's a small correction in that. The Charles Alice projects did not rank as high-rated projects. Those fell below. Indeed, those are needed projects. Ms. Costello is absolutely right. I think if you look around the county, there are a number of deferred maintenance, a lot of issues that we have to deal with and grapple with. To build on that, there are a number of ongoing and committed projects that we had to look at. Those basically eat up $28.5 million, roughly, of the $36.5 million cap. So that leaves you between $8 and $9 million really to play with. So now you have to balance, okay, what projects do we address that are deferred maintenance, that are an absolute need? And unfortunately, there are a number of those projects, not just within the cultural institutions, but within their own county-managed facilities as well. So obviously, I think the exec's budget made an effort to address those deferred maintenance. And obviously, you'll have some discretion, for instance, the Urban Parks Initiative, which was a continuation of that program from last year, which addressed kind of facilities and equipment in urban park areas that are, you know, 20, 30 years old and have been neglected and need to be addressed. In terms of, you know, energy efficiency, returns on staff efficiencies, things like that, I think that's something that really needs to be addressed in next year's budget. It's something that we tried tackling during the CIC review. It's something that I know has been tried to be addressed in previous capital reviews and previous capital budgets. Part of the issue is that we received over 200 projects just for 2014. That's not including the out years. So I think one of the things that we really need to look at is, right after this budget's adopted, working with departments, working with A&E, IMSD, highways transportation staff to kind of pare down what really, again, a lot of need out there, but what is the absolute most critical things so that we can really look into these and get a much better detail in terms of what's your return on investment, what are all the energy savings that go into these, what are your staff efficiencies, And that will give you as policymakers, again, what you're looking for, both at the exec level and the county board level, the kind of better decision points to move forward on. In terms of the effect of $400,000 or $500,000 and what that effect would be on the county's debt service, that's something that I'd like to work with the comptroller's office on. They'd have a better understanding in terms of, you know, what would be an estimated interest rate for bonds. I mean, you can't predict that, really. Otherwise, they'd probably be working on Wall Street somewhere, but that's something that I'd like to work with them on, and we can kind of give you an estimate as to what that would be.
Okay. We'll have a chance to talk about the Capital Improvements Committee and the Capital Improvements Budget.
Okay.
Maybe we're getting a little far afield here.
Got it. Thanks.
So, okay, anything else on the Villa Terrace, Charles Alice? If not, move to the next item.